CBA Mobile.
WB1 Freeze Dried Whiskey Mobile. Freeze Dried Whiskey Mobile listening.
WB4 CBA Mobile. Name here's David. I didn't get your call.
The name's Dave over here too. Diamonds are very expensive and the call's a Whiskey Baker 1 Foxtrot Delta Whiskey, also known as Freeze Dried Whiskey. We're mobile here just outside of Spartanburg here, headed up to Lake Norman back home.
But you're making a good trip into the repeater there. It's on Caesar's Head at about 3,500 feet, I believe. And I'm headed to pick up some pizza. Headed to Papa John's on, I think they call it Howell Road right there for some reason.
Not sure where that is and where the repeater is. I'm not sure where Caesar's is, but that's good. If it's up at 3,500 feet, then we get some good coverage. I was looking through the repeater book to see what frequencies were near, or at least I could hit, you know, from the mobile. But, running about 15 watts here on the 2-meter mag mount on the back of the car here with a 5/8 wave antenna. So, you sound real good, too. Just was curious to see how good the coverage is on this, but I'm imagining if it's up at 3,500 feet, it's got some... got a good footprint. Maybe you could tell me if you know where the location is. Give me a couple other cross points. Over.
Unless they moved it recently, it's on top of Caesar's Head.
Yeah, Caesar's Head is. Is it nearby Spartanburg?
Caesar's Head is south. Highway 11, and then you, I can't remember the road you bear off on to the number of the highway, but you bear off to the right. You go south on 11 at Travers Rest or Marietta, where you get on it, or that may be Cleveland. Anyway, and you go up a little ways, go south, and then you turn off to the right, and it takes you up the mountain. And there's a park station up there, and the repeater's on your right just before you get to the ranger station there.
You don't know where Route 11 is. I'm just wondering if it's near Spartanburg in the general vicinity. But that's okay, as long as we get coverage here, you know. So you're grabbing a pizza. What type of pizza you get?
Papa John's, and in fact, I'm pulling in here right now, and I will be totally out of the repeater because it's right, my antenna's right up against the building, and the repeater just completely drops out, or I drop out of its out of its view, you know. FM is line of sight, so I guess this building's blocking that line of sight. But I'll be back in a minute if you're still around.
Yeah, I'll be standing by. I got another hour on the road here. WB1FDW Mobile.
Before CBA Mobile.
WB1FDW. I guess you got your pizza now there, Dave. Yeah, we're coming up here. We went by Guy Roofing. I don't know if you know that area. We're near Gaffney now. Headed up north on 85.
Yeah, I know approximately where you are. You're definitely headed away up from the repeater, and I don't know how far up 85 it covers, but I guess you'll find out. Because it's got its limit, but repeaters do. So, I think it'll go down to Georgia's state line if you're going south, going toward Georgia, but Atlanta, a place like that. But and then it drops out at the state line. But anyway, so where are y'all headed to again? You said you had about another hour.
Into Charlotte, Lake Norman is where the home QTH is, and we did pick this up as we crossed the state line. We left Atlanta this morning.
Goodness. Well, I tell you, I was in Atlanta about 2 or 3 weeks ago. My sister and I went down there. Well, we had to go through Atlanta to, actually, we went to a place called Villarica, Georgia. It's about 30 minutes west of Atlanta on Highway 20. It used to be just a little bitty town, and about the only thing there was they had a train station, and then on the other side of the tracks they had a few stores, had a furniture store one of my cousins worked at. And but anyway, we went down there to see the cousins, and we have a great aunt, I think, and she's 99. So if she lives about 6 more months, she'll be 100. And she's sharp as a tack. It's just unbelievable.
In Villarica for my cousin's wedding. I just wondered, Dave, how's my seated?
Great into the repeater. I mean, I don't think you need to mess with that right now. I'll be home in about five more minutes. But yeah, you're great. I mean, nice and clear. I can't even tell you're mobile.
Yeah, we were in Villarica. We had a wedding there yesterday at the barn. What was it? The barn at Nally, I think it was. You may know where that is.
Not. Oh, man. What? I used to go down there with my grandmother, me and my sister. She's a year older than me. And the three of us would go down there on a Trailways bus, and this is back in the 60s, 1960, 1962, 63, 64, all the way up to 67, and everybody was growing up, and everybody's kind of went their separate ways, and we kind of fell out as far as seeing each other all the time. But we used to go about twice a year, and when we would stay a week each time.
Yeah, it was a nice place. It was pretty rural. We were in Villarica, and we went to the wedding reception was in a barn, but apparently they do a lot of weddings there. I think they do about 30 of them a year. And I think it was called the barn at Nally. Good time. It was good. So my brothers and my cousins all originally were from Boston, so I have the one call. So a lot of my family flew down, which was nice, so I got to see them. And we drove. It's about 4.5 hour ride, but it's closer to 6 with traffic when we came down. We're just about under an hour now to get to the home QTH. We're just in Lake Norman in Cornelius. It's maybe 13 miles north of Charlotte.
I've seen the signs for the exits off 85 for Lake Norman and Cornelius. And I can't say I've ever been there. But say, we don't travel as much on going north on 85. We go down to Atlanta and places like that, or go some down somewhere in Florida. But my sister lives about an hour and a half from here. She lives in the mountains up there in North Carolina, a place called Maggie Valley. And she owns a real nice home up there. She's all by herself now. Her husband passed away a couple of years ago. But we go up there and see her because we love the mountains.
Pretty area. Yeah, we've been to Asheville area a couple times, two times actually. It's about an hour and three quarters from where we live. We got to go straight north on 77 for about 20 minutes, and then we take a left on I-40 about another hour, roughly hour and 20 minutes tops. But that area got hit hard, as you know, with the Hurricane Helene. But yeah, we had a good trip. The weather was good. It was a little cool. It was an outdoor wedding, and then we went inside the barn afterward, you know. But it was a little cool for us. But it was a good time. Like I said, we got to see my family and a lot of the elderly relatives. You know, the relatives are 80s and 90s, and so it was nice to see some of them very spry. And, of course, the youngins there got married, so it was a nice time. And I got to see my cousins, the younger ones, and also my nephews. So all three, four of them came with my brother and his wife from Boston. So it was a real nice time.
KB4CPA. Well, Dave, I'm pulling into the garage here, so I'm gonna have to assign with you, and but it's been a pleasure talking to you. I'll be careful getting home. They say most accidents happen within 28 miles of your house, so one guy heard that and he moved. But anyway, that was a pretty pitiful joke, but have a good one, be safe, and good to talk to you. I hope I can talk to you again sometime on 2 Meters FM. And I'll clear out of here after your final, KP4CPA.
Yeah, God bless you. Merry Christmas coming up. KP4CPA, WB1 Freeze Dried Whiskey Mobile. Yeah, 7-3, nice chatting with you. And I'm going to switch now. I'll be taking over the driving, give my wife a break here. And then we'll call it a day. It's great chatting with you. I'll keep this repeater plugged in, and maybe I can work you from the home QTH. 7-3s. Enjoy the rest of the week here. God bless you. WB will be clear and listening.